Blog Talk Radio.
Right. My AI just changed. It just buzzed the front gate. I thank God you came. How many more days could I wait? I made plans with you, and I won't let them fall through. I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Jodeci cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Life controller, controller. Yes. Okay, you like it when I get aggressive. Tell you to go slower, go faster. Life controller, controller. Life controller, controller. And I'm never on a wasting shawty. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they pre-knowing I lie for you. Thinking I die for you. Jodeci cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah. Like controller, controller.
Y'all have tear off me garments, and I'm all to come in my apartment pool. The girl them on the length and strength. Action speak louder than argument. Well,
but you can't just diss and come tell me sorry. You can't listen to me talk and go tell my story. Nah, it don't work like that when you love somebody. My old flex is my new flex now and we're working on it. Yeah. And that's why I need all the energy that you bring to me. My last girl would tear me apart, but she never wanna split a thing with me. But when it comes to you, you, I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah. Like controller, controller. Yeah. And I'm never on a wasting shawty. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they breathe.
Yeah, I know we just signed the deal, but I need my advance on the next one too. They know I'ma be around. Yeah, I need it.
Metro Boomin wants some more.
Cause I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time to be alive. You and yours. First me and mine.
talking sins? Are you switching sides? Wanna come with me? Look at the smile on me. Look at the aisle on me. I do not chase girls, but they run a mile for me. Say she gon' ride for me. I buy the ties for you. This game is different. You only get one shot when niggas gon' file on you. Man, fuck them all. Man, we want it all. Don't get too involved. We gon' knock it off. And to top it off, I'm with all the dogs. It's a new season, and we still breathing. And I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team.
Man, what a time to be alive. A Drake and Lean. They thought I died. I run with kidnappers. I'm talking about kidnappers. I'm talking about murdering niggas. I'm talking about carjackers. You just a battle rapper. I'm an official trapper. Niggas be driving subliminal niggas. They did some jibber jabber. We take a melee yeller, then we fill it with red forever ever. These niggas so jealous, jealous. Man, these niggas get scared, they tell it, tell it. I fuck a check up on everything. I bought some ice when the feds came. I bought that big new Celine, I got rings, I got rims like Serena. All of my rings, I can feel them, my bitch, I can feel them. Pluto and Jupiter, I go to Venus. I'm fresh out this store, but I'm not out the cleaner. Who keep the skull, cause these niggas, they
lose. Cause I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time.
On my roller,
on my roller.
hocus pocus, ran me with votes. Votes, hocus pocus, got your bitch focused. Votes, hocus pocus, then ran me with votes. Votes, hocus pocus, got your bitch focused.
Felt like my vision being bigger than a bigger picture. Crazy how you gotta wait until it's dark out to see who really with you. Crazy how even when it misses, shit'll come back around to get you. Crazy like all my niggas. Crazy like all my niggas. Remember I deleted all my other girls' numbers out the phone for you. Remember when you had to take the bar exam, I drove in the snow for you. Yeah, you probably don't remember half the shit a nigga did for you. Yeah. You ain't really fuck with me way back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Oh, you thought you had it all figured out back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Yeah. You thought the little effort that you put in was enough, girl. How about now? Yeah. Girl, how about now? How about now, girl? What about now, girl? How about now? Yeah, always been daddy's little angel. I bought your dad a bunch of shit for Christmas, he ain't even say thank you. I had no money left from back and I was focused on the music. I used to always try and burn your CDs and my new shit. You be like, who's this? I be like, me, girl. You be like, oh, word, true shit. Then ask if we could listen to Ludacris. Them car rides made me feel like I was losing it. Yeah, made me feel like I ain't have it like that. I was average like that. Started drinking way more than I used to. People form habits like that, girl. Yeah. Man enough to tell you I was hurt that year. I'm not even Christian. I still went to church that year. Guess I just had to pretend that year. I ain't even see my friends that year. Places that I should've been. You ain't really fuck with me way back then. But how about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Oh, you thought you had it all figured out back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Yeah. You thought the little effort that you put in was enough, girl. How about now? Yeah. Girl, how about now? How about now, girl? What about now, girl? How about now?
All right, peace to the gods. Let me go live real quick on the rest of the platforms. Go live. Right, I'm on Facebook. All right, I'm live. on YouTube. And trying to get the gram to start. All right, I'm live on the gram. What up, what up, what up? Peace to the gods. I hope all of y'all are doing fine. I know I'm doing fine. I'm wonderful, magnificent, and great. And I'm so grateful that large sums of money flows to me quickly and easily, and that great health flows into my body quickly and easily. And I wish the same for y'all too. I did a new program today. Shaka sent it to me. We was on talking. It's going to be on YouTube later on his page, Harlem TV. We was talking about the things of the world, the Morris paradigm and all that. So then me and Shaka was talking later. And later, you know, we was dropping some big shit. We should have taken that too. We didn't. But I'm going to try to my best to recreate it in a whole nine, because it's a lot of things about the Moorish paradigm, the Moorish history. Moors don't understand. They're confused about. They've been lied to on everything, on every aspect. And they don't know they've been lied to. They can't prove it. But when you look at the documents, you can see it if you're paying attention. So I'm looking at the documents. I know y'all know it's Consultation Wednesday because, boy, y'all started hitting me questions in the chat immediately. Oh, someone started answering them. Someone asked me about the copyright. And what you want to do to do a copyright is Google my name, my straw name. Google Jonah John Scott copyright. It's going to take you to Copyright Depot. And it'll show you, look at my shit, and it'll show you how to do your copyright. You don't go to the U.S. government to do your copyright, all right? You go to Copyright Depot, all right? Now, just wanted to talk about, we got an upcoming webinar. It is May 8th, and I'm bringing in David Jose, Jonah Bays presenting David Jose, on how to get your kids back from CPS and DFACS webinar. It's going to be based on the Constitution. It's going to be, your template is going to kind of look like an injunction. It's going to demand them they give your kids back by the actual Bill of Rights, by the Administrative Act of 1946 I was talking about Monday, and the child support laws themselves. All of those are the trust indentures to control your public figures, your public servants, right? So we're going to learn about it and get our kids back, man. I had that problem with London. I shut it down, and I did it through the Constitution. A lot of y'all have heard that tape. That's when I played the audio of me in court, and I even did Fred Sanford and Son. They resurrected an army against me in court. They had like 5-6 marshals there, and they was coming to grab me. And I said, are you trying to resurrect an army against me on American soil? That judge backed them up real quick when I said that, because they was about to grab me and try to throw me in jail. And then I started going, Elizabeth, Elizabeth, I'm coming for you, baby. I'm coming for you, baby. I did the Fran Sefra shit. And everyone busted out laughing in court, man. But, yo, I used the Constitution to handle that. And my kids was my son, London, was never taken by DFACS. You know what I mean? I handled that. David is going to show you how to handle it as well. You know what I mean? In his own style. Not exactly the way I did it. But he's going to do it in his own style. He's actually got 186 kids back from CPS, Child Protective Services. So you definitely want to check out that webinar if you're having problems with them or you know someone who's having problems with them. Let me say right off the bat, Moors, look your best. Moors, do your best. immortal words of Noble Drew Ali. So I'm shining. I know y'all see me, right? Yeah, it's kind of nice. It's kind of real spiffy. The tie is Louis. Not that I'm into Louis and all that, but it's a nice little touch. You know, Shelby buying me that shit, wifey, you know, and kids and shit. All them holidays and stuff, I got to rock it. And my latest acquisition, they bought me this Rolex Datejust. I'm rocking it, white gold. You know what I mean? And so Moors, look your best. Moors, do your best. Whether you got on your garb or you got on business clothes, Moors, look your best. Moors, do your best. You know what I mean? For sure. I don't know if I showed it on the screen. Yeah. Datejust Rolex. Matching beads. So we got that webinar coming up. Now, for all of y'all, the Trust $9 billion lien on the Strawman webinar plus templates are on sale at jonahbay.com for $325. You can pick up both of those things on my website, jonahbay.com. All right? If you got any things you want to contact me for, go to jonahbay@gmail.com is my email. So, you know, when y'all buying stuff and y'all got questions and stuff on my site, don't leave your stuff on the site. Send it to my personal email, because I'm not even Shell or London is checking that email. I'm not getting your messages. You know what I mean? Now, let me say this. I don't really answer questions in my email. I'll answer yes or no, something like that. But today is for the questions. Today is when you can ask me questions and I'll answer. Monday is you can ask me questions and I'll answer them. All right? He said, I see you now. Well, yeah, I'm here. All right? Now, tonight I'm going to go into something I've went into before. Actually, I was one of the first Moors to ever talk about this, the cataclysm, the earthquake, the year that the sun didn't shine in the sky. It was in the 1800s. So they say. That's not the real date. I'm going to prove to you today it's not the real date. A lot of y'all have picked up a document that I gave y'all that had all the equity laws in it and has the treaties in it, right? And I got the treaty, which y'all call the Peace and Friendship Treaty, but it's not called the Peace and Friendship Treaty. That's just what y'all been told. It's a misnomer. The actual Peace and Friendship Treaty isn't one treaty. It's about 6, 7, maybe about 10 of them, right? And the name of the whole treaty is called the Treaty of Marrakesh. It's spelled Marrakesh. You can only get it at the Library of Congress. It's written in Arabic. So to get it, you're going to have to know Arabic to get it, or you're going to have to buy this template I have. Forget what I called the template. Anyone remember what I called that template? The cheat sheet. Thank you. On my site, it's called the cheat sheet because it tells you all about equity, right? Shows you what laws to lose and all that. So it's the cheat sheet. Now, the people who've seen it and been in my seminars, I actually show it. I want y'all to pay attention to what it says. This is the beginning of the Peace and Friendship Treaty. This is how it starts. And it says, Morocco, the first nation to recognize U.S. independence in 1787. Right? It says, the following is the Treaty of Marrakesh, 1787. In the name of God, the merciful, there exists strength and power only by God. From the servant of God, Muhammad Ibn Abd Allah. Yeah, even way back then, we melanated people was calling ourselves Allah. So don't be laughing at your friends that was called Allah today. Same shit. We've been doing it since biblical times. God in the flesh. That's why I say peace to the gods. Let me go on. May God help him. To the President of the United States of America, salvation be upon him who follows the righteous path. We received your letter in which you propose a peace treaty. We informing you that our intentions is also to maintain peaceful relations with you. We have also contacted Tunis and Tripoli regarding what you solicited from our majesty, and all your requests will materialize, God willing, written on the 15th day Adal al-Quda, 1202. 1202, y'all. Now, George Washington and them put down the date July 18th, 1787. That wasn't the date. The date, the Moroccan kingdom or empire was crazy old, and they said the date was 1202, but it's not 1202. Because when they wrote that in English, that's a translation. When you look at the actual Arabic document that was written by him himself, you see a I, the letter I. And then it says 202. So according to the emperor at that time, it was 202. The date was 202. According to George Washington and them, it was 1787. 1787. They put 85 years onto the calendar. Don't y'all realize y'all ain't in the year 2000? Don't y'all realize if it was 202, we are still in biblical times? This is the document saying it. Don't say it's Jonah. The document is saying it. Now, my question is, were they really back there with this Moorish emperor? Did they really talk to him? Or did they write themselves into this document? This ancient document that they found, they wrote themselves into it, wrote themselves into your history to act like they had permission to own the Moorish land, to be in the Moorish land. Huh? Y'all know they've been copying, they've been on the walls and whitewashing shit all over the world to this very day. Why would you believe when they were putting this shit together, they would tell the truth? Huh? Why would y'all believe that? Right? But then you go into the next part of the Treaty of Marrakesh, and y'all call it the Treaty of Tripoli. And actually, it doesn't say that. It just says Tripoli on it. It just says Tripoli because the actual treaty was a part of the Treaty of Marrakesh, because it talks about him talking to Tripoli guarding George Washington asking for protection. Yeah, it was George Washington that wrote supposedly to the emperor, the majesty. Now, in case y'all don't know it, this is what y'all would call the Byzantine Empire, Byzantine, or you would call it the Ottoman Empire. This is what this treaty was about, the Ottoman Empire. But today, it's been Shanghai'd, and you're thinking it was about a pale Arabs, not someone that looked like me, someone that looked identical to me. right? It was people that looked identical to me that owned all these lands. It was called the Ottoman Empire. And before the Ottoman Empire, they called it another empire. They called it an empire that was out of Russia. And it wasn't just out of Russia. It was all over the world. But they call it the, what is the empire out of Russia? Anyone can help me? Y'all remember it? I talked about it when I taught y'all about the Prussian system. What is the name of that empire? They wrote them out of history. Tartars. Yeah, the Tartary. The Tartary Empire. They wrote them out of history. They wrote us out of history. The reason why they wrote them out of history, because they were us, which y'all call the Moorish Empire. So let me ask y'all this. If the Moors were beaten by Spain, you know, Isabella and them, right? How could that happen? There was no Spain at the time. So if there was no Spain, could there have been an Isabella that beat them? I don't think so. I think a cataclysm happened. We all went into the earth to survive the cataclysm, and we came back out. Then there were wars to see who was going to take over the planet. Y'all call them World War I, World War II, and all them wars, right? That's what y'all call these wars, right? It was the survivors that repopulated the planet that's here, and they all been lied to. Y'all all been lied to. These people have roped themselves into your ancient history. They weren't even around. If you don't believe me, your boy, what was his name? Benjamin Franklin said there was no white people on the planet. And that was in the 1700s, 200 years ago. No white people, just one white people was in one place, Saxton, inside of what y'all call Britain, but it wasn't called Britain at the time. It was called Albion, and it was only white people in Saxton. And that's why today they are called the Anglo-Saxons, right? Y'all look at the documents. Look at your ancient documents. This is why they hide this document called the Treaty of Marrakesh. They don't want you to see the dates. They don't want you to see the information, right? Then we were talking today, and we was talking about someone was like, oh, by the grace of Abraham Lincoln, we were let out of slavery. And I said, man, I disagree. If you go into the Articles of Association, you know, slavery was ended before the United States even happened. The Articles of Association is in October 20, 1774, right? And they said they were parting ways with the East Indian Company. You know, the Dutch East Indian Company? The company that named everyone that was aboriginal all over the planet as Indians after their company's name, right? And it said that it would not, neither Article 2, Articles of Association, we would neither import nor purchase any slave imported after the first day of December next, after which time we will wholly discontinue the slave trade. And we will neither be concerned in it ourselves, nor will we hire vessels, nor sell other commodities or manufactures to those who are concerned with it. So this was the first document that actually created what y'all call the United States. You don't believe me? Okay. Let me read the beginning. We, His Majesty, most loyal subjects and delegates of several colonies of New Hampshire, Massachusetts Bay, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, the three lower counties of Newcastle that don't exist no more. Kent, Sussex, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, deputed to represent them as Continental Congress. Held in the city of Philadelphia. So where did they Continental Congress convene at and do business out of? City of Philadelphia. That's why it's called the City of Brotherly Love. All right? Original capital of the Moors, what the Moors established. On the fifth day of September 1774, with His Majesty, the American subjects are opposed and have taken under most serious deliberation the state of the whole continent, find that the present unhappy situation of our affairs is occasioned by ruinous system of colonial administration adopted by British ministry about the year 1763, evidently calculated enslaving these colonies. So even this document tells you who was all the slaves. The people that lived in the colonies. That's what it just said. The people in the colonies were their slaves. The people that lived in the states were slaves of the British crown. Got it? This is what the documents say. This ain't Jonah Bay. All right? So let's go on. And with them, the British Empire. In prosecution of which system, various acts of Parliament have been passed for raising revenue in America, for depriving the American subjects in many instances of the constitutional trial by jury, exposing their lives to danger by directing a new and illegal trial beyond the seas for crimes alleged to have been committed in America. Now, here's your question. How was it called America when it wasn't called the United States yet? Or was it already called the United States? According to this, it was called the United States before they created United States. Huh? Read the document. It was already called America, the United States. All the whole continent is America. Here it is sitting in this damn document. And of course, this is the Articles of Association, October 20th, 1774, which means it's the supreme law of the land because of the Constitution, all of them, says anything that was entered before the adoption of this Constitution is the supreme law of the land. That's called the Supremacy Clause. So this is supreme. All right? So the white people were enslaved. Let's go on. Because sometimes y'all think I'm being racist. I've heard people tell me white people told them, Jonah Bay racist. Why am I racist? I'm reading the document, right? I'm reading the actual formation of the United States. Let's go on. And by the way, the British Kingdom Empire was using UCC against them. They was using the law of the sea. Same shit they using against y'all now because y'all don't know no better. And in prosecution of the same system, several late cruel oppressive acts have been passed respecting the town of Boston and Massachusetts Bay. And also an act for extending the province of Quebec so as to border on the western frontiers of these colonies, establish an arbitrary government therein, and discouraging the settlement of British subjects in that wide extended country. Thus, by influence and civil principle, the ancient prejudice to dispose the inhabitants to act with hostility against the free Protestant colonies whenever a wicked ministry shall choose so to direct them. See, they let the Protestants come and repopulate over here. It wasn't that many people here. It was a great cataclysm. It wasn't that many people here. Over here, when you talk to the real American Indians, they tell you they went underground because of a cataclysm. The ant people took them underground so that they could survive the great cataclysm. And they came up. And when they came up from underground, they was considered primitive because no one was teaching them about technology and all that. Up underground, they were just being what? Preserved. Preserved. Right? Now, that's what the Articles of Association said. No slavery, y'all. Where's the story of slavery come? I know personally, I'm 50. When I was growing, I never heard of slavery until they came out with the movie Roots. So let me look and see what year Roots came out. What? Came on TV. I was 5 years old. It came out 1976. Now, it didn't come on to ABC until 1977. So I was 6 years old. I never heard of slavery before. Never heard of it. Then they started perpetuating that. But the actual formation document, one of them, for America said there's no slavery in America. And then you can go to the actual Article of Confederation. And the Article of Confederation is considered the actual formation of United States of America. You don't believe me? Let's go into it. Let's read the beginning. My bad. I wasn't putting this into the chat. So let me put it into the chat so y'all can read it with me. All right. I got it in the chat. And let's go. To all to whom these presents shall come, we, the undersigned delegates of the states affixed to our names, send greeting. Articles of Confederation and Perpetual Union between the states of New Hampshire, Massachusetts Bay, Rhode Island, Providence Plantations, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia. Now, what was Providence Plantation? What was it named to? What state is it now? But here you go. 13 colonies, right? Of slaves. And then it says, the style of this confederacy shall be United States of America. That's the first time. That's the formation. Just like any corporation, you started with the Articles of Incorporation. And that's what they're doing here, the Articles of Confederation, right? And it said, each state retains its sovereignty, freedom, and independence in every power, jurisdiction, and right which is not by this confederation expressly delegated to the United States and Congress assembled. So you kept all your rights. The only thing y'all gave them is what was described here. Right? Now, the reason why you don't have your rights, because you don't know them. And you don't know how to enforce them by writing to your legislator and everyone else in the government and demanding that they follow the trust indentures. The trust indentures is what you call the state's constitutions.
right? How many of y'all been doing that? How many of y'all know that, right? I'm starting you from the very beginning. Someone asked me what chat. If you're on IG, you have to go to Google Jonah Bay Radio and go into Blog Talk Radio. When you go into Blog Talk Radio, the chat is there. You can write stuff in the chat here, but I really don't be reading it. You know what I mean? I really don't be reading it. JonahBay.com is my website to buy things. To listen to the radio is called Jonah Bay Radio. Google Jonah Bay Radio. All right? Now, so this is the actual document we're reading from. I'm reading it from the Avalon Project at Yale Law School. Okay? Now, when you get to, let's say you go to the Georgia Constitution, and I like the 1877 one, right here, Bill of Rights, Constitution, to perpetuate the principles of a free government, ensure justice to all. Did it say just white people? Did it say just black people? Did it say just Chinese? To all. To who? To all. Preserve the peace. Are the cops preserving the peace? No, y'all not using it. We're going to show you how. We're going to push this, right? Promote the interest and happiness of the citizen and transmit to prosperity the enjoyment of liberty. We, the people of Georgia, what is your name? Who's the grantor of this trust indenture? A lot of people was like, I don't know if I want to use the people. Nigga, every constitution calls you that. The people. So the people in Georgia have to call themselves the people of Georgia. Whatever your Bill of Rights tells you the name, that's the name you have to use to enjoy and ensure your protection through these trust indentures. It's just like a will. The only way you can inherit shit in a will, you have to be named the person in that document. So we, the people of Georgia, demand you to do this and that, legislator. So everyone that got that sheet from me for Georgia to talk to the legislator, to give them notice, y'all ask me who to send it to. Y'all send it to y'all's legislators, all of them. Both houses, your legislators, right? You send it to your governor, right? And you let them know, you know. And you're going to start telling them what to do. That's called redress of grievances. All right? Let me read on. And to transmit prosperity and enjoyment of liberty, we the people of Georgia relying upon the protection and guidance of Almighty God. Where did you hear that from? I read that to you earlier. Wasn't it in the treaty? It begun the treaty of Marrakesh. God do ordain and establish this constitution. So who was it? The people gave it to the servants. And it was ordained by who? God. Y'all are being godless by not following these constitutions, these laws. Y'all broke the covenant with God. Then section one. I just want to go into a few sections before I open up the call lines and start talking to y'all. Paragraph one. All government of right originates with the people. Who? With the people. You got to be called the people. Did y'all notice they always call you person? Because they got you out there in some fiction. You're not a person. One of the people. It's founded upon their will only and instituted solely for the good of the whole. public officers are the trustees and servants of the people. Did you hear that? Not only are you the trustee, you a servant, you a slave of mine. Y'all need to start demanding shit from these servants. They're slaves of you. But if you ain't saying shit, they can do what they want to do. And at all times, amendable to them. Do y'all know what the word amendable means? I don't think y'all do. I'm going to look it up. Amendable definition. Capable of being amended, able to revise, alter the contract, is currently amendable. Frontier flight attendants. All right, I don't want to read that. I want to go into it a little more with some synonyms. The synonyms of amendable: resolvable, correctable, fixable, redeemable, repairable, reversible, reconstructable, corrected, fixed, remedied, repaired. Right? Y'all can change anything. That's why I need y'all to get these documents, the people of Georgia, and I'm going to be writing shit up for y'all based off the constitutions, the Constitution of Georgia and all the constitutions. And then y'all going to duplicate it the same way y'all did the Georgia injunction for every state. And we're going to start telling them what to do. That means written in the Constitution, you have the right to change anything. That if y'all say y'all don't want licenses and traffic and all that shit to exist, it's gone. All y'all got to do is write it and tell them. Y'all ain't been using y'all's fucking power because y'all don't know it. It's time y'all know it. All right? Let's go to the second paragraph. Protection to persons and property is paramount duty of the government and shall be impartial and complete. So when they're towing your car for a parking ticket or anything else, are they protecting your property paramount? Let's look up the word paramount, because I don't think y'all really understand what paramount means. Paramount definition. More important than anything else. Supreme. They've been doing that? No, they ain't been doing that for you because you ain't been being one of the people. You've been going to tell them that you're a person. That's called corruption of the blood, which is in this Constitution also. I'm not going to bring it up tonight. I'll go through it again Monday and show you how they've deprived you of everything. Being a person, because you ain't been using your power. You don't know who you are, right? So we at the top of the hour. I'm going to leave 30 minutes for y'all answering questions. First, we got a webinar coming up, May 8th. Jonah Bay presents David Jose, How to Get Your Kids Back from CPS and DFACS webinar. Tickets are $400. You can get them at jonahbay.com. All right? Then, right now, when you want to put a lien on your straw man so no one can get any money from your straw man, well, for $325, I got the Trust $9 billion lien straw man webinar plus template. It's on that sale at jonahbay.com and many other things for your remedies. That will actually work and has to work. It's the law, right? So I'm going to go to the call lines, and I'm going to open up the call lines. And he said, page 123, I'm going to have to check that out. I'm going to open up the call line, see what questions you got for me. You know, y'all ain't got many questions. There's only four people with their hands up. Out of all these people in here, four people? Damn. I 310-403. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace.
What's up, bro?
So thankful for large sums of money to come to me quickly and easily.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, shit. Yep, abracadabra.
Facts.
So the people, the whole time you were saying that, the people, I was just thinking of Lenape.
The people, all of them were called the people. Y'all lost the knowledge of saying the people. Y'all want to call yourselves everything else.
And they always come up with their codified version, like you said, individual, person.
Whenever I'm writing anything, I always cut and paste the constitutions so I can make sure I'm saying the right shit.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So I can't make a mistake with the wording. I'm cut and paste master.
Right. I picked that up from you. I do the same thing now, too. Yep. That's how you got to do it.
Now, add the fact, I can't type. I only type with about four fingers. Hell yeah, I'm cutting and pasting.
Right. No doubt, man. Well, I know you only got 30 minutes to answer questions for people, so I won't hog the line up.
Okay.
I was going back listening to some older shows, not too old, but I know you mentioned, like, hey, if you're going to be, you know, doing working like 1099 or something like that, going to get, you know, your EIN, that would say Jonah John Scott Consulting or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
How would you set that EIN up when you go online to get it? Would you get that as a trust number as well, or would you get that?
I always get everything as trust. In God we trust. I put everything in trust with God. It's called. And if you want to not say it is a trust, but another word for it is an unincorporated business or association or partnership.
Yep. Okay.
So that's what a trust is. You can't do LLCs and stuff like that because the state controls it and owns it.
Yeah. Okay. And then when you 8832 it, it's basically the trust could do
you
business
give it to
as
you,
that.
Yeah, your non-trust, your foreign trust. Absolutely.
Got you. 100%. Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure. All right.
All right.
Well, yeah, man, that's all I had.
All right. Peace, God. Appreciate the question.
Peace.
I'm going to the next call. I'm going to 804-836. Peace to the God. Peace.
Salute to the God, J.B. Ali.
What's up, God?
Hello. You know you lay your game down and your Uzi weigh a ton.
Thank you. I just don't understand how people believe this government with all the stories that it tells you about history when you know they're lying.
Right. Right. Yeah, reconstructive history.
Right, even down to the original documents. Just like the Constitution was taken from the Lenape and what they call the 12 civilized Indian tribes, right? The Constitution came from them. It was their government. They took over. They went to war with them people to take over the government and steal their lands and wrote them out of history.
All misconstrued.
Yeah.
I mean, going back to that, what they talk about, the Chicago World Fair, you know, going back to that.
I keep on telling people to look up mud floods, the World Fairs, not just Chicago, but everywhere, all over America was these palaces. These buildings were
all over
so
the world.
Gigantic. They was made for nothing but giants, right? And they showed them all through the World Fair. Google World Fair and start looking at the pictures.
What?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, the stadiums and all that, they left right where they were. They just made them smaller when they were digging them out from up under the mud they made them smaller because they didn't have the technology to make it as big as it was. They couldn't reproduce it. The same
right.
way they don't reproduce brownstones. Brownstones
right.
are ancient.
Right.
Thousands of years old. The brownstone.
They don't reproduce windows emerging halfway out the ground. Like, where they do that at? Why,
right.
why is a window
the
halfway out
the windows
ground?
Is up under the ground. Why? Buried. Buried. Completely
out of
buried.
Control.
Why?
Out of control.
Who makes it like that?
Out of control.
Nobody.
Going back, and to recap on the what you brought to the show tonight, going back to the eye in front of any date, and you can look at these different maps, and you see the eye. You think it's a one. No, it's the eye.
Yo,
so,
you look at any ancient book, that's why they cost so much. All the ancient books got the eye. It even
right.
got an I or E. They really don't like y'all seeing the E. Because the E, you definitely know it's no one.
Right. But you know what the power is? The power knowing you are it. You are the creme de la creme. You're the beginning, the ending. That soul in your body. You simply here in the spacesuit to exist in this realm, having this karmic lessons. That's the power. So just manifest that godly power and the knowing, you know what I'm saying, and create your own fucking world, you know, create your universe. As we come together, we create the omniverse. You know what I'm saying? That's the power in it, and that's what we're doing in this commerce scene.
Right, right. Someone said our seer has amazing pictures of buildings they built on top of, you know, the mud floods. He does. He's done very good videos on it, pulled the old mudflood pictures out. He even showed the picture of the Capitol, the White House, what's up under it. And it looks like an old Ethiopian palace right up under there. Now, let me say this, though. I did my show on this stuff even before our seer did his. But, you know, I ain't no computer genius, so I couldn't put together the pictures and stuff that, you know, our seer did and put in his video. So big ups to our seer for putting that out and helping us further everyone to know the truth. You know what I mean? But, if y'all look up the year without a summer, you're going to find out, yeah, these things happened a while ago. You know, what they call the 1800s. In the 1800s, right? I think it's 1883. I don't know. Hold on. 1816. You know, you had all types of shit happening over the planet. You had earthquakes, you had comets, all of that. And it really did damage all over the planet, caused floods all over the planet. And I would say a good 70% of the Earth's population died off. And they're not telling you that. They reset the Earth, restarted it, didn't tell no one, and lied to y'all about this person. The Rockefellers had mad money. This person, that they were literally just moving into castles, palaces, mansions all over the planet and claiming it as their own. Literally. So you want to really know how the Moors were defeated? It was nature. And they wrote themselves into our history.
But at the same time with that said, J.B. Ali, how many times have that been done? You know what I'm saying? But
oh, I'm sure it's happened many a times, but people ain't talking about it. They hide it when it happens. Look, did you know that when y'all say the late 1800s, 1900s, the beginning of 1900s, right? You had free energy. They gave the credit to Nikola Tesla. That technology already existed, number one.
Right.
Number two, y'all had what was called blimps that were free energy, ships that flowed all over the planet. They had free energy everywhere in the fairs called the World's Fairs, right?
Right.
They showed you how Chicago was lit up all over with electric lights. How they do that? According to them, Edison didn't make the light bulb yet. How was that done?
Right. Hey, yo, how black is how Black Wall Street in the 1900s making all this damn money and doing so well and everything? We were
and you got it was canals all over America that connected to streams, that connected to rivers, that connected to oceans. And in those pictures of the mud flood, they show you ancient submarines and the ancient railroad. And they showed you all over America, they had what they call it, that shit in San Francisco, boxcars. Mm-hmm. Ain't none of this shit new.
How deep Manhattan go with the subways and the underground railroads?
Way up under there. When did New Amsterdam exist?
Right.
You know what I mean? They are lying to y'all. That's why none of the shit makes sense. They're hiding the old world. They repopulated this shit. That's why they were bringing all these people from Europe over here to repopulate, y'all. That's what we just read about inside the Articles of Association.
Hey, yo, JB Ali, you know, I'm not scared to get spooky because if you're talking about repopulating, it has to be some aliens because ain't no fucking, well, unless it's us, we doing this shit to ourselves. Ain't nobody else on this planet in flesh form capable of doing shit like this but aliens, unless we're doing it to ourselves.
Well, remember, if you go back into the Bible and the Quran, they'll tell you that God created you, right? God was an alien. God was you from somewhere else.
Right. God is not the Most High. God is not the prime all causality.
God is not the creator. The God of the Bible and the Quran is not the creator of all things.
Exactly. Plain as
right there in your Bibles. So y'all say what y'all want to say. You know what I mean? But, oh, yeah, I got to go. Right. We only got 20 more minutes. You got a question?
JB Ali, real quick. I got my man right here. He been on some science. I told him about you like 3 years ago. Anyway, he finessed himself through a speeding ticket. By the court system asked if he wanted to speak to the prosecutor on the side. He said yes. He spoke to the prosecutor. I'm going to speed it up so somebody else can get on the show. He spoke to the prosecutor, and the prosecutor said, are you a Moor or a sovereign? He said, I'm a Moor. The prosecutor got mad as shit. He calmed, but look, check out his swag, though. He calmed the prosecutor down. He said, look, I'm not here to put on a show. I'm simply here for remedy. He navigated through it, and to make a long story short, he still paid a fee, but he didn't get a moving ticket that was going to affect his insurance. So I say all this to say is that you can fight this shit to the end if you want to, but it's going to cost you money. Or you just
That's why I say take the path of least resistance. Sometimes it costs you more to fight it. Now, if you're just learning the information, I say fight it. But for me, time is money.
Right, exactly.
Now, my injunction and all that's in, so I don't never get no tickets. But I get parking tickets, and sometimes I pay, sometimes I don't.
If the shit is cheaper than mailing
my defense, I'd rather pay.
Right. But look, I said all that to say he navigated your knowing to put himself in such a position where he got out that ticket at such a nominal level. Even though it's not we know we on some end game shit, JB Ali. Like, this is not the end game. In the, I promise you, 3 months from now, we're gonna be some end game where no, this shit's not acceptable. But I just want the newbies to understand like the aspect of, you know, just navigating through the processes,
right?
Knowing your rights and navigate your rights. But look, this shit can get more costly if you keep doing more affidavits and
right.
injunctions and filings and appealings and all that shit. Just
right.
shit can move with this shit. But we're close to the end game. Keep fucking with JB Ali. We're close to the end game.
All right. Peace, God.
Peace to the God, fam. All
right. I got the next caller. I got a caller, 828-2220. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. Hey, can you?
I got the wrong person. I'm going to come right back to you. I'm sorry. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God.
What up, God?
How's it going, Jonah?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Wonderful, magnificent, and great.
Absolutely, Ashe.
I'm grateful that large sums of money flow to me fastly and easily. I'm grateful that the perfect health flows through my body every day, and I wish the same for your family and all the listeners.
Ashe.
I got a quick question. Does the trustee have to live in the United States?
What? We don't want it to live in the United States. You need a foreign trustee.
I understand. But would they ever have to appear in the United States?
Dog, y'all ain't really getting the concept. Y'all really not.
Okay.
That's a mute question. Why? I told y'all, y'all got to get the signature of the trustee and go to Office mm-hmm. Depot and get the signature stamp. I told you to get the seal of the trust, and you have to seal in the signature. You're going to stamp and seal it just like the Secretary of State does and everyone else does. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
When you need something from the Secretary of State, you think he's signing it? No.
No.
Right. You got to operate just like the government. That's why I said it's a mute point. Y'all got to understand how government is ran. Government is ran the same way your trust is supposed to run. So whatever the government's doing, you're supposed to be doing with your trust. Government ain't nothing but a trust.
Right.
See? So now I'm not trying to call you dumb, but I'm saying that was a dumb question because you should know you got to run it that way. You don't have the president is wherever across the world. You don't have him run back to the United States. Sign a document. You take his signature stamp and you take that seal and you sign it. You know what I mean? So what do you need your trustee to come here for?
I looked it up online and they said that they might have to appear at the embassy to sign some certificate or something like that.
At the embassy?
Yeah. It was an attorney that answered the question.
So you're talking about a statutory trust, not a common law. What the fuck you mean? No, he don't have to do shit. No one can order your trustee to do anything.
Right. Okay.
You got to stop. See, the problem is, I promise y'all, y'all want to learn from attorneys. Attorneys is the ones lying to y'all.
Right.
Why do y'all trust the devil? Even the Bible tells you the attorney is a devil. Come on, man. Y'all
the liar in Latin.
Right. Y'all being stupid listening to attorneys, man.
Right.
Stop doing that shit. Ain't nothing good that can come from that. All right
sir. Well, I'm going to let the other callers get on. Peace to the God.
All right. Peace, God. All right. I'm back at you, brother. 254-338. Peace to the God. Peace
to the God.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. The thing moved up and made me click.
No stress. Right. I'm glad that large sums of money flow to me quickly and easy. You know what I mean? And may the same thing happen to you and your family. From Texas, we're experiencing. Yeah, peace, God. We're experiencing the reality of putting in the foreign trust. I'm going to register the foreign trust, question is the trust that is the trust estate that's actually running with the dash six number, which is the trust estate, does mm-hmm. that have to be registered too?
No. They gave it to you. You don't have to give no one your number.
No, no. It, but the trust estate, the
number,
I mean,
for bank accounts, bro.
I'm
credit
talking about registration. So far as registering that. That the only one I'm going to register is the 9-8. Yes.
What do you mean by register? You're throwing me off.
With the state of Texas.
Why would you need to register? You mean you talk about doing your declaration of trust and you put it at the county?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm referring to, going to the county and actually place
that. You know, I know, and you know what I'm talking about. For the newbies, I got to explain what you mean by that.
10-4, I was paraphrasing, 1,000 pardons.
But yeah. You don't have to give them that number, though. You don't have to give them that number at the county. You can.
Right, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So, got any more questions?
Well, that was the main thing, man. I mean, that's what's on my mind. Thank you very much. Man, be well, man. Be well with
all right. Peace, God. So, peace, I want God. Y'all to understand that America was not the United States of America until when? When was the Articles of Confederation? Huh? It was 1781, March 1st, right? So that's when America came into existence. Now, when was the Articles of Association? October 20th, 1774. That means America stopped slavery before it started. Before America even started, they made laws to totally break away from slavery. What's the slavery story? What's the story about Abraham Lincoln freeing the slaves and all that? Now, I'm going to tell y'all what happened. Just like the Articles of Association and the Articles of Confederation told you, the people that came into the colonies were slaves. The people who lived in the colonies were slaves. They were called indentured servants. They was under a contract to work for a certain amount of time for their passage on the boats over here. There was no slave boats. There were passages. It was cruise liners and shit like that, cargo boats and shit like that that brought these people, right? And to this very day, y'all are coming here and y'all are indentured servants. Unbeknownst to y'all, if you have a job, you are an indentured servant. You work for someone. Indentured servant. That's what it is. Y'all don't know what slavery is. Right? Because they keep on changing the bar on you. They keep on changing the definition, the word. If you have a job, you are a slave. And if you have a job, you are a slave. Well, it's two different types of people that work. You got people that work under the table. They're a free slave. They're a contractor. Then you got people who actually work using the social and all that. You're a slave to the corporation called the United States, not United States of America, the corporation called the United States, and you work for them. You are indentured servant. Slavery. It didn't supposed to exist. It isn't supposed to exist. Okay? Now, let's go to the next caller. I'm going to 404-519. Peace to God. Peace. 404-519.
Oh, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Peace to the God. All right, so... Appreciate you, Jonah. Peace and love to everyone, listeners and everyone. My quick question is in reference to the UCC, in reference to the claim of lien. Is the claim of lien being put in the collateral for the UCC?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so that's a separate ballot?
Let me explain to you. See, you were supposed to be on that webinar. The webinar was called the $9 billion lien on the straw man plus templates.
Yeah.
If you would have done that webinar, you would understand.
I'll probably end up buying it.
Yeah, you need to. To do a lien, someone has to be a debtor. How does someone become a debtor, if you don't mind me asking?
How does someone become a debtor when they actually owe someone something?
What's the proof?
Or in our case, we'll have a birth certificate with the
state.
Does
that prove someone owes you or you owe someone?
No.
Because it doesn't say it, right?
Right.
What is the proof that someone owes you?
If someone has a lien on you.
No. What is the proof that someone owes you?
God, a promissory note? Some type of...
Right.
Okay.
Right.
A contract?
Right.
Okay.
You have to have a contract where someone says, I borrowed or received something and I owe them X amount of money.
Right. And that's what the claim of lien is. Right?
That is... The evidence, the claim of lien talks about the evidence. Where do you have the evidence? That's why you were supposed to be on the webinar. I broke it up. I taught y'all about the lien part first.
Right.
Then now I'm just telling y'all how to do it. You see what I'm saying? If you don't have a promissory note, someone is not a debtor to you.
Right.
So for trust to be what is called a creditor, someone has to owe it money, and it has to have proof that person owes it money by having a contract that says it owes money. That contract is called a promissory note. You're not supposed to have a security interest without a promissory note.
Gotcha. Okay.
Let me explain it a little more.
When you sign
up for a credit card,
okay,
they send you the credit card application. It's on an 8x14 piece of paper.
Yep.
Once you unwind it, it's 8x14.
Yep.
And on the application, you fill it out. That application becomes the promissory. So when they send you the credit card back, they got your name in all caps because the all caps name represents a debtor. And you're a debtor because you signed the promissory note saying you owed money and you were going to pay them the creditor.
Right.
Same thing with a car. The car, the slip on the car window is 8x14 legal. Contract, and you sign that shit, it becomes the promissory note, and you promise to pay. So then, this is why when you sign the promissory note, they get to keep the note. They keep the application. The application becomes the actual check, so they get paid twice.
Yep. Okay.
Now, according to the Constitution, the United States got to pay everything. They are a debtor to the people.
Mm-hmm.
They owe the people. America is run on the credit of the people. Y'all don't know y'all's power. Now, I'm done explaining. Go ahead.
I guess my goal is to get my trust and my declaration together, so that promissory note will be within my trust document. Is that correct?
Say again?
So that would be the claim of lien that would be created with the straw man and the trustee, one of the documents that is also within my trust document.
Yeah, but let me tell you, I updated the non-UCC to make it much easier. You don't need half of that stuff anymore.
Okay.
You can do it, and it's right.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it. But
Because I think I heard you say something about they don't want the tenants and stuff.
No, that was the county. That was the county.
Okay. Okay.
I'm trying to make it clean and simple for everyone to do with no problems or pushback from any government official.
Right.
Right.
So I suggest you get the new non-UCC webinar. Oh, excuse me. And it'll show you an easier way.
Yes, I do have that webinar. I think I'm just wondering.
Okay.
I bought that webinar.
So all you need is the promissory note. Get the promissory note info on the website, and you straight, and you'll do it with ease. See, because the reason why I changed it, counties were not trying to let you file that document. They weren't trying to let you file the claim of lien.
Gotcha. Okay.
Gotcha.
I see what you're saying.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Okay.
Now, they have to let you file promissory notes.
All right. Thank you. That's what I was looking
every business, every business does it.
I feel you. Yeah, you're right.
I feel you. Yeah, okay. You're right. Okay.
All right. Peace.
I think my question's answered.
All right. Someone said, we can't pay a debt that we can only be paid by gold they took out of Federal Reserve. See, what you're saying is half truth and half lie. It kind of sounds like when people say there is no real money. Of course it is. According to HJR 192, you can exchange Federal Reserve notes for money, dollar for dollar, dollar for dollar, right? Which means I take my Federal Reserve notes and I trade it for gold or silver. I got plenty of gold and silver. I have real money. You have to be willing to trade it in for the gold and the silver. There is real money, always been. There has never been a time that paper money has been considered real money. Paper money is a receipt. Or I owe you. But anyway, thanks for tuning in today. That's our show. I hope y'all appreciated it. I enjoyed myself. We out of here. I'll see y'all again Monday. So I'm closing out everything. Give me a second. Peace, God. Peace. Closing shit out.